Welcome once again to Landmarks for Living. This is Richard Nelson, evangelist at the Needmore Road Church of Christ. This is a radio ministry where every listener is encouraged not only to read, but study their Bible daily according to the scriptures, Acts chapter 17 and verse number 11. God is indeed concerned what you think. God is indeed concerned what you do. Today is September 14th, 2025. Please check out our website at www.needmoreroadcoc.com. Past broadcasts of Landmarks for Living are archived at our website. Past issues of the Edifier newsletter are available for your download. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel. We would love for you to visit with us on Sundays at 2211 Needmore Road. Bible study at 9:30 a.m. Worship at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. Also, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. I appreciate everyone who listens to Landmarks for Living each Sunday morning on 98.7 FM or WGNZ AM 1110, also FM 104.3, or online by streaming at thesoulofdayton.com and WGNZ.com. Friends, at the start of this program, the emphasis has not changed. It is to teach only that which is authorized by God in the Bible. If you have a question about anything that is taught during our broadcast, please write to us so that we can supply a Bible answer to your Bible question. You may write to us at Landmarks for Living, care of the Needmore Road, Church of Christ, 2211 Needmore Road, Dayton, Ohio, 45414. Or you may email me at dr.rdmelson@nmrcoc.com. Beloved, the Bible is the only approved standard for authority today in all matters of morality, ethics, and religion. According to 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 13. Therefore, do not move nor remove the divine landmarks. We dare not step outside the sphere of divine authority and then try to pretend that we are walking by faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Keep this in mind, that the way we treat the scriptures, the Bible, God's word, is the way we treat the Lord. Dayton, are you listening? I hope that you've learned from our earlier studies that the scriptures are the complete, sufficient, error-free source of truth. As such, Jehovah issued forth warnings in both the Old and the New Testament not to add to or to take away from his word. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 2 in the Old Testament. And in the last book of the Bible, Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19. God's word is all the truth necessary for the genuine spiritual life. And it completely meets all the spiritual needs of mankind. Dayton, are you listening? You know, here we are, middle part of the month of September. It seems like yesterday we were talking about the start of summer, and now we're looking at the close of summer. But as you observe this period of time, it lets us know that there is a God. I want us to think about some great truths from God's word relative to who our sovereign is. Three great truths about Almighty God. Now, there are many, many, many wonderful truths about God that we can consider from his holy word. But there are three basic ones that I think we should consider today for a few moments in our study. And we need to ponder these and allow these to resonate in our lives, and not only think about these, but allow these wonderful biblical facts to cause us to respond in the affirmative to God and His Word. How often do you take the time to think about God? How often do you take the time to meditate upon God? Someone has suggested that there are three important truths that we should all consider and should find imperative and important in our lives. The very first thing that we need to consider is the very fact that God exists. The very first thing that we should consider is the fact that God exists. You know, as the Bible opens up, it opens up with that important statement. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God. Most people believe in God's existence because of common intelligence, because of evidence. The evidence points in that direction. Dayton, are you listening? The Hebrew writer, in numerous places in this grand epistle, begins by simply saying God, who at various times and in different ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets. God. The Hebrew writer would go on to say in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 4, "For every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God." Logic dictates that God exists. You know, it's what's called in logic cause and effect. There is a principle further in logic that states that every effect, E-F-F-E-C-T, every effect must have an adequate cause. Modern science declares that the universe has not existed forever. Where did it come from? What is its origin? Only two possible answers. It was either self-created or created by someone. The first law of thermodynamics says that matter cannot create itself. It must have come from the mind of God. Dayton, are you listening? The concept of design suggests that things do not design themselves. For example, a pair of pliers, a screwdriver. You know, that screwdriver, that blade with a straight tip, or the Phillips screwdriver with the multi-pointed tip, and a handle for leverage. A simple design. It did not make itself, however. Oh, but there's a greater design. The late Wayne Jackson talked about this a number of times. The human body, intricately designed living systems that function in harmony. 60,000 billion cells. Is it an accident? Certainly not. Only the most gullible person could believe that the human body, the human anatomy is an accident. But there's design. That, think about this. If a house can't build itself, can just nature, whatever that is, put in quotation marks, can nature build a human body? Satan, are you listening? God designed the body and the universe. He designed the body and the universe according to his plan, according to his design. But then, when we think about this as well, there is moral sensitivity. What I mean by that is that there is within man, within the human being, there is an awareness of right and wrong. How can moral sensitivity be explained? It's explained based upon the fact that there is a creator who has endowed man with that ability to understand that there is a right and there is a wrong, and the ability to, more importantly, choose. Our God, our creator, implanted that within us, and that's what we observe, and we see that in the book of Genesis. God has given that ability to man. God exists. But not only do we observe that grand thing, that the grand component, number one, that God exists, but second, that he cares. God not only exists, but he cares. God, the Bible says, is a being who loves. Now, God has a number of qualities about himself. One of his qualities is the quality of love. In 1 John chapter 4, verse number 8, scriptures read, "He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." The consequences of choice brought evil into the world. We go back to the book of Genesis and we observe that God put man in the garden, gave man Eve, and gave them the instructions to tend the garden. Everything that was in the garden they could eat of, except for the tree in the midst of the garden, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They could eat of everything, but God gave man the ability to choose to love him or to choose to be disobedient. Even when man violated God's law, the love of God was already at work, had been at work before the foundation of the world, providing for man's redemption. God has blessed us with everything that we need to satisfy our physical needs. God put us on, he created this sphere, this world for us, so that it would satisfy the physical needs of mankind. In Acts chapter 14, verse 17, Luke records, "Nevertheless, he did not leave himself without witness, in that he," meaning God, "did good, gave us rain from heaven and the fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness." God, because he cares for man, has provided us and has given us an environment that is suited for who we are. What a wonderful thing. This place is suited for man. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, Peter reminds God's people this important principle, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. 1 Peter 5 and verse 7. God cares. Think about that. Here's the one who built all things, but he cares for us. He cares for us so much that he gave us his only begotten Son. John 3, verse 16. God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God cares. Dayton, are you listening? God cares, and he continues to care. Unlike what the song lyricist said many years ago, that God is observing at a distance. No, God isn't off in some distant universe and having created and is out doing something else and isn't aware, and he is involved. He does care. He does know. Third, God has spoken. You know, if God exists, if he created the human family, we would expect him to communicate with those made in his image. Moses records in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27, that we are created in the image of God. Not the physical features, but we have been endowed with something from deity. That is our eternal nature. God has communicated, has reached out to man, and he communicates with man. And we would expect that. Note several things along this line by way of consideration and for your development. Psalm 19 and verse number 1. The psalmist declares, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge." God has provided a message to mankind. The physical universe declares that there is someone greater than man. The physical universe declares that there is something greater than man, but we don't know what that is. It takes spiritual revelation. God has spoken to us when he created the universe. Romans chapter 1 and verse 20. Just because man refuses to accept what God has revealed does not mean that God has not spoken to us, and does not mean the message isn't there. Paul saying of the Gentiles in Romans chapter 1 and verse 20, "For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse," because God has communicated. In the ancient times, God spoke to select persons directly. Remember how we read Hebrews chapter 1, God who in various times and in diverse manner spoke to the fathers in time past. God spoke to people like Noah, to Abraham, to Isaac, to those patriarchs directly. At the right time, God sent his Son as a revelation to man. God was revealing his word bit by bit, and then finally the greatest revelation that of himself that God had was Jesus of Nazareth. John chapter 8, brethren, John chapter 1 And verse number 8, he was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. Jesus's life gives man a picture of God the Father. John chapter 1 and verse 14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And then flip that over to John chapter 14 and verse number 9. Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, 'Show us the Father'?" Dayton, are you listening? You know, Jesus returned after his crucifixion and his resurrection. He returned to heaven. He is now reigning over his kingdom. He sent the Holy Spirit to guide and inspire the apostles. And we now have the inspired word. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped unto every good work. He has sent to us his word by which we can read and we can know what his will is. We now have the Bible to guide us into all truth. This is how today God communicates to us. Let's go back to that passage that I alluded to on two other occasions in this lesson. That is in Hebrews chapter 1. Go back and look at Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 again. God, with various times and in different ways, spoke in time past of the fathers, by the prophets, as in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. Then 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16, God speaks to us, but he speaks to everyone today in the same way. He speaks through the written word. No matter where you are in the world, no matter where you are listening to this program, you can hear God by turning to his message in the Bible. James tells us in James chapter 1 and verse number 21, "Therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls." Dayton, are you listening? God exists. You know, we need to, God cares. God has spoken to us. We need to think about God. The psalmist throughout the book of Psalms talks about the fact that the psalmist, that he meditated upon God and his word. He said that he would meditate upon God's word, to think about who God is, what God has done for us, and more important, and just as important, my individual response to what God has done. Friends, since God has spoken to us, we owe it to ourselves to read what God has said. We owe it to ourselves to understand what the will of the Lord is. We owe it to ourselves to obey God's word. The psalmist, in a number of places, would impress this point upon us, but I would suggest that we just consider it from the opening chapter of the book of Psalms. In Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. And then the Apostle Paul would be inspired in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, and to encourage us to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Dayton, are you listening?